The Great Divide mountain bike route is the longest off-pavement cycling route in the world. It runs from Mexico to Canada, paralleling the Continental Divide. We're joined now by one of the people who created the route and who just published a guidebook for it. His name is Mike McCoy, and he lives in Victor, Idaho. McCoy says the idea for the route grew out of work he was doing with the Adventure Cycling Association. He speaks with Willow Belden.
We have a history of mapping road routes, such as the Transamerica Bicycle Trail, which goes from Astoria, Oregon, to Williamsburg, Virginia. And when mountain biking started getting popular in the around 1980, early 80s, we ultimately noticed that people weren't taking advantage of a lot of the dirt and gravel roads around, especially in the West and other parts of the country as well. People seemed to either be, if they were traveling by bicycle or recreational cycling, they were either touring on pavement or going on day rides on trails a lot of times in mountain biking. And so we realized that we could probably put the two together and have people tour off pavement on the abundance of dirt and gravel roads that web the public lands of the West.
Now, you've given a name to this new sport. You call it bikepacking, which is sort of a cross between backpacking and cycling. What does that really mean? Why would people do it?
Well, it's just a real nice blend of bicycling and backpacking. You're not on the highway with a lot of traffic, but you're kind of in the backcountry. You can't ride in wilderness areas, of course, that's prohibited, but there's a lot of spectacular country that's accessible by dirt and gravel roads close to wilderness areas. Our goal for this route was to stay within 50 miles of the Continental Divide, which we did for the most part. And it's a spectacular way to see the backcountry, faster than walking, obviously, but much slower than driving. So you really get a feel for the countryside.
Now, this is not a trail precisely. This is a bike route, so it uses a lot of the existing dirt roads that go along the Continental Divide. How did you come up with the route? Was this a lot of you basically biking back and forth on really remote back roads to see which ones were the nicest?
That's kind of how it happened. There was a lot of process of elimination involved. I really drove most of it. I did most of the research in a Jeep because the research trying to do that by bicycle would just be time prohibitive. I'd still be out there trying to figure out where the route goes if I was bicycling the whole thing. Of course, I did bicycle a lot of it when I was doing the research, but we intentionally stayed away from trails and tried to use roads, low traffic roads, dirt and gravel roads where hauling a load is not impossible, which it can be on some of the mountain single tracks.
Now, of course, this route goes through a lot of really, really remote areas. For you, as you've ridden this route, what is one of the scariest things that's happened to you along the way?
One of the scariest was when I was in the Jeep, again, when I was researching the route. We didn't have GPS when we mapped this. We did this back in the 1995 through 97, so no GPS was involved. So I was following regular maps. My DeLorme Atlas showed a creek. So I got to the creek, and it didn't look too bad, so I put the Jeep in four-wheel drive and drove through it with very little problem. And I came to another crossing about 2 or 3 miles down the road that I thought was the same creek, but I didn't look at my map close enough, and actually another one, bigger creek, had come in from my right. So I put it in four-wheel drive low and just kind of gunned the Jeep to go get through it, but it was deep, and the Jeep bogged down in the middle of the creek, and I was stuck in the middle of the creek. There was water above the, halfway up the doors, actually, and the tailpipe was submerged, so I couldn't start the Jeep. Just died. I didn't have a cell phone either. This was just pre-cell phone for me anyway. So that was kind of scary. As far as riding scary, I don't know that I've had any really scary experiences.
What's been the response to the route over the years? When you first started it, you've written that you were kind of worried that nobody would want to ride on it.
Yeah, we were, a lot of, at that time anyway, a lot of people thought mountain biking was just single tracks, riding on trails. So we were afraid that maybe mountain bikers wouldn't like it because there was very little single track involved. And we were afraid that road riders wouldn't like it either just because it's slower and harder than riding on the pavement. But we, I think we convinced people that it's a really nice hybrid. It's a good way to travel out there.
Do you have ideas for other bike routes like this? Maybe something that would parallel the Pacific Crest Trail or the Appalachian Trail?
Both of those have been suggested. Adventure Cycling just came out. We have not come out with it yet. It's going to publish in January or February a new 500-mile Idaho Hot Springs Loop. That's going to be a nice route, I think. And yes, we probably will do something else long eventually, but nothing is definite right now.
Mike McCoy is author of Cycling the Great Divide, which is a guidebook about the Great Divide cycling route. Mike, thanks so much.
Okay, Willow, thank you.